Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. U.S. is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let the U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorist with their airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader, President Obama said Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union Environment Ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on Climate Change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, the agreement goes into force. This is VOA News. United